Track 16.
Better Than You by Trudy Ludwig, Part 1. My neighbor Jake always says that he's better than me at everything. Don't get me wrong, Jake is great at everything he does, especially sports. Me? Not so much. I know I am good at writing stories and playing the guitar, but when it comes to basketball, I should practice it a lot. Jake first annoyed me when I was trying to learn how to do a layup. I had a dream. I wanted to play basketball like an NBA star, so I trained a lot. When I could finally do a layup, I got very excited. I ran to Jake's house to show him. "Hey Tyler, what's up?" asked Jake. "Look, I can do a layup." After I showed him the move, he took the basketball and said, "Yeah, well, I'm sure you can't do this." Then Jake did a perfect throw. He couldn't just say, "Great job, Tyler." "Who am I kidding?" I thought. "I'll never be great at basketball. Why should I try it?" Last Tuesday morning, I was showing Charisse my new music player when Jake entered the room. "What's that?" he asked. "Tyler's music player," answered Charisse. Then he started talking about all the great things his music player could do that mine couldn't. "Today we had a math test. Math is the hardest subject for me. My hands get all sweaty when I try to solve math problems. Do you know what was worse than taking that test? Just imagine, the teacher asked Jake to check my test paper." "Tyler, I don't believe you got some of these problems wrong," he said. "This test was so easy. I think I'm 5 times smarter than you in math." "I don't understand why teachers ask kids to check each other's tests. It isn't right." "Stupid test. Stupid me." When I came back home from school, I threw down my backpack and went to my bedroom. "Hey, Tyler," called Iggy from downstairs. "Uncle Kevin is here."